Y'all might not be ready to admit this yet, but the clock is ticking on Josh Allen, and I would say the bill is due.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good people. It's your boy Theo Dorsey on a Thursday. We made it to Thursday, and we also made it back into sanity here on Theoretically Speaking, because coming back from Sin City, from the land of jackpots and what are you, blackjack, C-Cat is back in the house on the ones and twos. He's looking good. You know, I don't think he got a tan or anything like that. You weren't out in the sun too much. And are you coming back with all of your money intact, CK?
No, I lost all of my money, actually.
So this is why you showed up today, because you probably wouldn't have showed up if you really hit it big, as you were supposed to be actually knocking out interviews at Big 12 Media Days. If you really hit it big, you wouldn't have probably showed up. You would have been kicking it still in Vegas.
You know, I'm more tan today, not because I spent time in the sun, at the pool, in the 120 degree weather in Vegas. No, I was panhandling today, actually. I was actually on the side of I-95 trying to get some money to make its way to work. That's why I'm tan.
Well, you know what? If you were in a precarious situation out there, and I'm glad you didn't get hit by any cars. I'm hoping you picked up some scraps that'll help you put some food on the table for you and your lovely girlfriend. But you're not the only one hustling, trying to get a bill paid that's a little past due. That's trying to figure out where they're going to come up with the scraps to take care of business in 2024. And I direct my attention, my ire, to those Buffalo Bills. C-Cat, it was what, 2 weeks ago, we were at the Kaiser Football 7-on-7. We were kicking it. We had, 16 area high school football teams going after it. And we had a lot of NFL legends and former pros from the area come and kick it with us on our high school game day remote. And one of said pros was Kair Elam, who is a cornerback for the Buffalo Bills, going into, I believe, his third season now, former first round pick. And he's going to be on that defense led by Sean McDermott. That's going to try to get their, I think, fourth straight AFC East title. So, but we were talking to him at one point in the conversation. I accidentally kind of let it slip. I was like, yo, Kair, like, y'all might be kind of what, punting on this season. We know that the Bills got rid of Stephon Diggs. We know that they lost a lot of parts on the defensive side. And a lot of people are looking at this as a retooling year for Buffalo. But Kair said something that made me start kind of having the wheels churning in this big brain of mine. Let's play that back, Kair's response when I asked him, are the Bills punting on 2024?
Are the Buffalo Bills, are they punting a little bit? A lot of guys left on both sides of the ball, defense and offense. Why? What are you trying to do to step up to make sure you're going to be a guy that helps solidify y'all's stance as a contender in the AFC this year?
Oh, for sure. Oh, no, we definitely not punting. To be honest with you, I think we're going to get a lot better.
We're going to get a lot better. The Buffalo Bills, who notoriously traded Stephon Diggs away this offseason to the Houston Texans, who, coming off of yet another loss to those Kansas City Chiefs, Kair feeling confident about his squad going into the fall, off of this offseason, that they are going to improve in 2024. And you know what I say about that, C-Cat?
What?
I sure hope so, because the bill is starting to get a little past due. I'm going to actually do something special here. As we get closer and closer to the kickoff to the NFL season, I'm going to give a bit of a preview in a different kind of style here on Theoretically Speaking. We do things differently here on ESPN 106.3, and I want to give five reasons why the Buffalo Bills actually must reach the Super Bowl in 2024. There we go. Give me my NFL music, my football junkie music. This is what gets the blood flowing through your veins, man. You play this, and I feel like it's already time to get things going. It's time to sit back on the couch, load up for 8 hours of fun. You know, this year for football season, C-Cat, I'll be on the grill, my Traeger. I'll be smoking meats.
Yeah.
So, you know, pull up on a Sunday, man. You might catch yourself a little slice of brisket, some ribs. maybe some smoked sausages. Who knows what's going to be coming off the Traeger this year?
See, this music to me, the Sunday night football music, reminds me of sitting down with my takeout. Because I get food between the 4 o'clock kickoffs
lazy.
And the 8:20 kickoff. Maybe it's some fast food fried chicken. Maybe it's some fast food burgers. But it's definitely not cooked in my own building. No,
lazy.
No, no.
All right. This fall is for the grill. That's why I'm really just trying to get my grill master skills up. I'm using the football season as an excuse. But we use this music as the tee off, the kickoff to our football preview series. And we start with the team in the AFC East. I would say the AFC East this year, maybe the second most compelling division behind the NFC North. You got some really good squads in there. You got some really interesting squads in the Buffalo Bills. Five reasons why they must reach the Super Bowl this year. It's a proven year for the Bills coming off of an offseason that comes with a lot of uncertainty. So without further ado,
number five.
Here's reason number five. The Bills got to make it to the big game this year, finally, under Josh Allen. Too many people in power are in positions of desperation for the Buffalo Bills this year. When you look at Sean McDermott, he already got rid of both of his coordinators now in his tenure with the Bills. He's been a little bit under fire with the way that he's motivated his squad and also the late game decision making. I don't know if you remember this from the divisional game at home, by the way, against the Chiefs, when Sean McDermott on a 4th and 5 rolls out the punt squad and tries to fake a punt that gets stuffed. And ultimately, that was the doing in of the Bills. Like, I mean, of course, there were a couple possessions after that, but morale went down after that. I mean, people were, we thought that was DeMar Hamlin that ran it at first for a while. It was a running joke on Twitter.
I thought it was DeMar Hamlin.
It wasn't.
It wasn't? To this day, I thought it was DeMar Hamlin.
That's the most hilarious part about that fake punt from the Bills is everybody assumed it was DeMar Hamlin, and once those tweets started firing out, it became true because that's what happens in 2024 on Twitter waves. So, yes, number five. So many people in positions of desperation, not just Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, who's been in that spot since 2017 and made some interesting roster choices over this offseason. And of course, their quarterback, Josh Allen. See, Kat, if I were to ask you how old Josh Allen is, the guy that is supposed to be the heir apparent to the NFL right now, the young up-and-comer, an elite quarterback in the making, how old do you think Josh Allen is?
You know, went to Wyoming, pretty sure he spent his whole time there in terms of not graduating early, not exiting for the NFL early. I think he's 28.
28 years old, spot on.
Wow.
And not getting any younger. And for a guy that plays as physically as he does, with that level of reckless abandon, I mean, I'm a former Carolina Panthers fan. I saw what happened with Cam Newton. We thought that guy would be playing at that level forever. That slipped away very quickly. Here's reason number four. The Buffalo Bills must reach the Super Bowl this year.
Number four.
They were better when they took the ball out of Superman's hands in the back end of 2023. Did you know that when Joe Brady took over as offensive coordinator and he shifted more towards the running game and they shifted from focusing so much on Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs, which is what made him so expendable, that's when the team started winning big. 6 of the last 7 games, when they leaned on the run more than the pass, the Bills were able to win. That's how they clinched the AFC East division. And even in that AFC divisional game against the Chiefs at home, the Bills, I mean, Josh Allen had under 200 passing yards. His average air yard per attempt in that game was like 4. He was dinking and dunking his way through that game because it seems like they feel like their route to success is taking the ball out of his hands as a decision maker because he's been kind of a turnover machine. They feel they're better without Josh Allen with the ball in their hands these days, C-Cat, and I don't think that bears well for a team that is going to be paying him so much down the line. We're going to get to that. Here's reason number three. The Buffalo Bills must reach the Super Bowl in 2024.
Number three.
But they're haunted. They're haunted by the big, bad Kansas City Chiefs and the boogeyman that is Patrick Mahomes. You can't keep going up against one team in the postseason and falling in these dramatic fashions like they have. First, there was 2020 when the Chiefs got him by a couple of touchdowns, and that was when the Bills were in a raw stage. They were newer. The Josh Allen experience was in its first iteration. That was the Brian Daboll on the sideline. But then the next year, nobody will ever forget 13 seconds. That kind of stuff sticks with you forever. That's the kind of stuff that now every time you see those red jerseys tried out in the postseason, you get the eebie-jeebies. You get a little nervous and shaky. And then last year, you get Tyler Bass from 44 yards out wide right. Now the Chiefs are not just in your head, They're in bed with that Lombardi trophy every single year, and it haunts you. The pictures and images of Stephon Diggs watching confetti fall, how many more times can we watch Bills players be on the other end of other teams celebrating? It gets to you. And let's not forget what they were known for in the 90s.
Choke jobs.
Choke. Coming choke. Close, but not close enough. Five reasons why the Bills must reach the Super Bowl this year in 2024. Reason number...
Number two.
I think the Texans may have passed them up already in the AFC, C-Cat.
Woo.
I think that they got the team out of Houston, H-Town, the city. But by the way, I got my Texas shirt on today, man. Prayers up for the city right now. People without electricity, folks, you know, trying to get Wi-Fi back in touch. A lot of my family right now suffering because the city leaders can't get stuff right. But you know who can get stuff right? GM Nick Caserio, head coach of the Houston Texans. I almost said Lovie Smith. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. D'Amico Ryans and then that guy C.J. Stroud. The Texans might already have a quarterback that is eclipsing 28-year-old Josh Allen. They went out and got Stephon Diggs from the Bills in a trade that was pretty fair. You send out a second-round pick, you get some picks back, and a franchise type, an alpha receiver in Stephon Diggs. There's a good chance if the Bills don't win this year, they're going to be further behind the eight ball with a team that is ascending, where it does feel like, even though Kyir Elam did tell us the Bills are getting better, they're going to improve this year with their offseason changes. Feels like the Bills are more so on the downtrot, at least as it stands. And reason number one why the Bills must reach the Super Bowl this year or daunting things are in their future.
Number one.
Josh Allen's cap hit next year goes up to $60 million. If you're wondering why the Bills made these decisions this year to let veterans walk and to let Stephon Diggs go out the door, it's not just about the fact that they feel they can lean on Josh Allen to be that Superman to carry them to wins and to lift them to the promised land. They had to make those kind of decisions because they have to pay their guy Josh Allen and figure out how to find other money to make sure that that offensive line stays beefed up, to make sure they keep an elite pass rush, because you need that when you're going to be playing with the lead. And also, the defensive secondary is going to need a lot of retooling and improving. The buck stops right there with general manager Brandon Bean. And if he doesn't get things right coming soon, if they don't get some progressive movement in this upcoming season, Josh Allen remains a turnover machine that haunts the Bills more than he lifts them to championships. It's going to get early. It's going to get late early. That's how you say that, right? Late early?
Yes.
Early late? I don't know.
The end is near.
The end is near for the Buffalo Bills if they can't get over that hump. That's why those are the five reasons why the Bills must reach the Super Bowl this year, coming out of the AFC East. And the crazy thing about it, I looked on Hard Rock Bet, sixth longest odds to win the big thing. Their win total in 2024 is 10.5. And C-Cat, after all of that weighing, all of the decision-making that they've done this offseason and what they're left with, I would take the under on that 10.5 this year.
I don't know. I think having to force feed Stephon Diggs, not anymore. I think it hurt him last year. So not having to do that in 2024, kind of use their young receivers and someone's going to emerge. Keon Coleman looks really good, man.
He did. But Brandon Bean's already came out and said he's got a lot to learn, a lot to work on to figure out what position he's going to be playing in this offense. And he's a rookie who came out of an offense that was good, right? He played well in college, but who knows how he clicks with Josh Allen. We're learning on Khalil Shakir.
But that's how you talk to kids that just join your team that you just hire. You don't gas them up immediately and say, wow, you got this football thing mastered, yeah, dude. You don't got anything to learn anymore. No, you tell him he's got work to do. You got to humble the kid. He'll be good.
I would hope either way he's just being honest. And coming out and criticizing your first round pick that early on, it could do wonders depending on how Keon Coleman is wired. But also, it could be him having an honest moment with the media and letting us know don't have too high of expectations for the rookie out of Florida State. I don't know. We'll have to see. Hit us up, 888-760-3776 on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. Do the Bills find themselves in a dire situation? Do they have to reach the Super Bowl this year or make massive changes? I say they definitely do, because I'm looking at the future, and it looks bright for other teams in the AFC, not named Buffalo, even other ones in the AFC East. What up, Miami? The Baptist Health Hotline. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County throughout the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Bills, 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 and they're due. Not just for Sean McDermott, but it's going to be really due for general manager Brandon Bean when he's got to figure out around a $60 million cap hit with Josh Allen. You could do some restructuring, but ain't enough restructuring in the world to build a good championship roster around that guy with that squad. Another thing you got to look at is if you're going to try and use the Chiefs model of trading off your star receiver, which, by the way, Kansas City got way more back in that deal for Tyreek Hill than the Bills were able to muster up for Stephon Diggs. You got to be sure that Josh Allen is a guy that can play up to that level of a Patrick Mahomes, of a Tom Brady, who doesn't need a number one wide receiver. Like, yeah, they're going to get in 12 personnel and try to pound the rock a lot more this year. But can Josh Allen protect the ball enough to secure victories? Hey, the jury's still out. And I don't think so, CK.
I think you take the good with the bad, because for all those fumbles that Josh Allen has had, for all those interceptions he may have thrown, maybe one out of two of those balls are actually thrown for touchdowns. So I think that that's kind of the Josh Allen way. You take the good with the bad. You take the superstar highlights with kind of the dumbfounding mistakes.
Yeah, and if you take all of that, again, it's worthwhile as an experience to watch from the outside. But how many more years of that are you getting? How many more years of Superman are you getting? Because, again, I watched Cam Newton with that similar size, strength, speed, arm talent. Not maybe as good of a passer with ball placement, especially in the deep balls, but an elite passer at his prime. And once that shoulder injury hit him from too many hits, once he really started getting banged up, he never was again the same. Now he's podcasting, 4th and 1. Shout out to the guy. We're going to talk about him a little later. It's a huge Thursday. We got Tina pulling up a little bit later. We got the Get Around next here on Theoretically Speaking. And when you talk Super Bowl or bust, we're talking championships. And there's one place in Palm Beach County that is very familiar with championships. They're actually the defending champions when it comes to football in the NAIA, and that's Kaiser University, the flagship campus of Kaiser University. You can find banners hanging everywhere, man. Like, I'm a huge fan, too, of the championship banner. I think, you know, when you go into a high school gym, you see all the banners up, you're like, oh my gosh, they won, you know, state lacrosse in 1972. That's pretty cool. That's going to hang forever. In fact, you know, my name is on a banner in my middle school gym.
Really?
In Dulles Middle School.
All academic? What?
No. Basketball championship. District champs, baby.
Nice.
Yeah. So I can relate to Kaiser, who has 22 national championships, including back-to-back national championships in men's lacrosse and 3 straight in NAIA women's swimming and diving titles. That's impressive stuff. Those red banners mean you are the best in the nation, and Kaiser has proven themselves to be that on so many occasions. They are the school of champions, and to keep up to date with Kaiser Seahawks athletics, KUSeahawks.com. And yes, C-Cat, my name is up there on the rafters, right? Like, I can attest to, like, guys like, you know, James Harden has his jersey retired in strip clubs in Houston. You got the you know, Michael Jordan's jerseys in Kaseya Center hanging, and my name at Dulles Middle School in Sugar Land, Texas, Southwest Houston, is still hanging in the rafters.
Oh, middle school?
Yeah, middle school.
Oh.
Middle school basketball district champs.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I middle school doesn't really matter.
There's a lot of middle schoolers listening right now, and I want you to know you do matter. And C-Cat, you suck for telling them they don't. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It had the potential.
I'm sorry.
Me and C-Cat were just talking about something in the break that we got to get to because apparently he almost got invaded a little bit, his privacy. I don't know. We got to get to that. We got to get around as well, but I feel for you. And if you want me to call a hotline or come over there and give you a hug, just let me know.
Listen, you don't know who you're touching and who's touching you, yeah. So you have potential.
You okay? All right. Hey, y'all, stop fondling my producer, please.
Not just what happened, but stop. It had the potential to happen.
It had the potential.
If he wanted to, yeah. He could have. I was defenseless.
Yeesh. What happens in Vegas? EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. I got to tell you about that before we keep talking about C-Cat's issues there, because at least his issues aren't that his AC went out in the middle of the summer out here in South Florida, right? At least his issues right now that are not that he has poor air quality in his home. But if those are your issues, I can point you to the perfect folks that can get you set up the right way. EDSAirConditioning.com. EDS is yes. You can't play games with your AC. You want to make sure you're locked in with a trained comfort specialist. And it is so hard to stop a train. I actually just got my air conditioning unit flipped by EDS. I got a nice unit put in there. It's huge. I mean, this one makes the one I had previously just look like a scrub. I can't believe I was even cooling my house with that piece of junk. But my new nice hunk of metal is churning. It keeps it cool at all times. My wife likes to keep it on about 69, 70. It's too cold for my liking, but I'd rather it be too cold than too hot. And you know you're going to have it whatever degree, whatever temperature you want it and need it with EDSAirConditioning.com. You can schedule appointments around your day right online, and they're sure to get you right on time. EDS is yes, EDSAirConditioning.com. C-Cat, I know we do have a get around to get to, but I can't skip past what you were telling me. You experienced something recently, something new. And you said you might have felt like it could have got a little personal. It could have broached past what your boundaries are. What was this?
Yeah, I've been having shoulder pain recently because I've been playing too much golf, but I don't want to stop playing golf, so I want to fix the problem without taking rest days. So I went to this place that stretches your body out. Apparently, it's like not a masseuse and not a chiropractor,
just
but something in between.
Yeah,
just paid him in cash. No, it was a place that's designed for this, and I was just saying, like, a guy did the massage. Or not the massage, did the stretch, and I felt vulnerable during it. Like if this had nefarious intentions, I could do nothing about it.
What parts of your body did he have to, like, tug on and pull on to get you, like, loosened up?
So it was, like, the first time I went there, so they check everything.
Yeah.
So I was asking about my shoulder, but I got my hamstrings and my glutes and my hips, my groin stretched out.
Ooh. Yeah.
So, like, I was compromised position.
Did he at least give you a little sake squirt to the mouth like you usually like with these services, or no?
This is radio, man. You can't do callback jokes like that.
I can't do a callback?
We're referring for 3 weeks ago about how saying I like going to hibachi restaurants and doing the hibachi squirt.
You hate every single time we bring up the sake stuff. But you said you love that. That's like your thing.
I do, but when you just say, like, yeah, you like the sake squirt, that's kind of out of context.
Okay, I'm sorry, C-Cat. I'm a TV guy. I'm new to the radio ranks, and Theoretically Speaking is also a YouTube show. So if you are on the YouTube and you're subscribed and locked in at Theo Speaking, you can do the callback just by clicking through our videos and watching and seeing how C-Cat is a fan of the long-range sake squirt if he's at a hibachi restaurant, which I said I'm totally against. I'm against that because that's invasive to me. That is intrusive to my boundaries.
Hey, your mouth.
So what?
Sake in your mouth. Those intrusive to your mouth.
It's the long range. You know, like, let me pour my own liquids into my own mouth. That's my thing. And maybe, you know, again, I might have toxic masculinity. I might have problems. I don't know what it is, but I'm just a guy that likes to control my own drinking.
Intake.
Everything like that. Don't feed me. Don't, you know, do a long range sake squirt to me either. Wow, we've really got a little derailed there. Do you want to take a trip?
I do.
You want to go on a voyage? You want to go across the nation and the globe and hit the biggest sports headlines all over the spot, all over the place? We call it, on Theoretically Speaking, the get around. I get around. What you mean you don't know? Today, the Get Around is brought to you by Duffy's Sports Grill. It's the dog days of summer, and they have never tasted so good at Duffy's Sports Grill. Now through July 31st, you can enjoy Duffy's char-grilled, all-natural, uncured Vienna beef hot dogs like the All-American. I mean, come on. All-American topped with chopped onions, sauerkraut, relish, mustard, and ketchup. You'll like this one, C-Cat.
Yeah?
The Cubano.
Aye, aye, aye.
With pulled pork shoulder, Swiss cheese, pickles, and mustard.
What's up?
Or, why'd you go aye, aye, aye? Or the Texan, topped with Duffy's signature beef chili, all served on artisan bun with French fries and a pickle spear, all starting at right around $12. Duffy's is also celebrating its 39th anniversary with the return of the Death Dog. It's a char-grilled, all-natural, uncured Vienna beef hot dog But this one, it's loaded with the most fiery toppings. Sliced jalapenos, horseradish mayo, Swiss and cheddar cheese, and of course, the Duffy Special Death Sauce. Spicy. Enjoy the dog days of summer now through July 31st at Duffy's. At Duffy's, our game is always on. Where's our first stop on the get around?
Next stop?
Ever been to Nashville?
Yeah, actually.
Well, we're going there again.
Nice.
Safety Jamal Adams is signing a one-year deal to play for the Tennessee Titans.
You know, they call it like Smashville out there. The Nashty. My brother went to college out there, so I had a lot of experiences in Nashville. And now Jamal Adams gets to go to Nashville. And the number one thing I think about this is, when I think Jamal Adams, I remember back to his pre-draft interviews when he said, you know, I would like to die on that field. You know, he was talking about how much of a warrior he is for football. I would die on that field. And now he got a one-year deal to the Tennessee Titans. I mean, that's almost like a football death.
Yeah, he's living it.
Like, irrelevance. And I feel bad for the guy because he was a super talent at one point. The Seahawks overtraded for him. I think 2 first-round picks from the Jets. Like, it was a nasty deal for them. And it didn't pan out. And everybody's out on Jamal Adams. But he's getting his wish. Football death. Mediocrity, purgatory, the Tennessee Titans. Like, what are the expectations for them? They're like the 5th most interesting team in the AFC South, and there's only 4.
Next stop.
Let's go out west to L.A. because Bill Belichick has added a second media job for the upcoming season. The CW Network announced Thursday that Bill Belichick will be one of the analysts on Inside the NFL.
I thought you were going to say he added a second girlfriend.
Whoa, come on.
He's been kicking it. He's been having a good time. And congratulations to Bill Belichick on his newfound relationship and his love for things outside of football. And also, this is interesting to me because, number one, I don't even know what number that channel is on my TV, so I'm not going to be sure how to tap into Bill Belichick on this show. But
I'm a Live Golf fan, so I know what number.
What number is it?
11 for me.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So channel 11, you'll be able to catch Bill Belichick with, by the way, Ryan Clark, Chad Johnson, and Chris Long. That is an interesting group right there. That'll be a lot of interesting dynamics. More specifically, Chad Johnson with that. Like, I just can't see there not being viral clips coming from Bill Belichick breaking down film or talking about football with the ridiculousness that comes with Chad Johnson. And then you got Chris Long to level things out. Ryan Clark, smarter than thou type guy. Like, that's going to be some interesting stuff. Maybe after your Live Golf stuff, you can tap in and enjoy some football round talk with Bill Belichick.
Next stop,
Boulder, Colorado. You know what? No, not Boulder. In Las Vegas, where I was yesterday, Shedeur Sanders had a bold claim about what teams feel when they see the Buffaloes on their schedule.
Do you have an obligation to perform at a different level?
I've been that since day one. I remember first media day when I was in HBCU, I said, well, we won't lose a game. I'm undefeated in the swag, so I already know what the expectation comes with. I know where everybody's Super Bowls.
First off, no, you're not. I think they won, what, 4 games last year? You can't be everybody's Super Bowl if everybody's beating up on you.
Last place in the conference.
If you're everybody's Super Bowl and everybody wins the Super Bowl, like, they can't, there's 8, so you're telling me 8 teams won the Super Bowl in college football last year? That's incredible. And also, did you notice one thing he said? He said he was undefeated in the SWAC. I just got to flex my muscles one time for the MEAC. Because he wanted to say he was undefeated in general. He wanted to say he was that man and that dog, but South Carolina showed him who the big dogs was in the Celebration Bowl. You little man around here. You walked out of HBCU land with a fat L on your way to Boulder, Colorado, Shedeur. And I don't even got no hate for Shedeur Sanders. I just want to point out my love for the MEAC. I can't stand it, but we on top, baby.
Next stop,
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Rookie sensation Paul Skeens gets taken out of the game with having a no-hitter going into the 8th inning. He had 99 pitches in his 11th career start.
Oh, what a travesty. I mean, this is the worst. This is like communism to baseball guys, right?
Knock it off.
What does this mean?
Passive-aggressive. Listen, the guy could have made history in his coach, manager, whatever, decided not to. I'm tired of this guy.
You're mad at who are you mad at?
I'm tired of baseball getting soft as hell. That's what I'm tired of.
Okay.
Because
they're pulling pitches too soon.
Yes. We're going to get to the playoffs where you're going to want to push Paul Skeens past 100 pitches. If you don't push him past 100 pitches at any point during the regular season, he's not going to succeed in pitches 100 through 130 in the postseason. So why are we protecting these guys who aren't asking to be protected? Let the guy try to make some history in a regular season game, for heaven's sake.
Especially when he's that young, he's that much of a prodigy, and that would have been his first like no-hitter in his rookie season. That's history they didn't allow him to get. That dude's good, too, right? He's like undefeated.
Yeah.
The prodigy. He's like the Bronny James of baseball.
His girlfriend just announced.
Next stop.
Announced what?
She's going back to LSU. Another year of Livy Dunn in the leotard.
I didn't even know that was his girlfriend. Big shouts.
You got to hit up the internet more, my friend.
No, the internet is a decrepit place and it ruins your mind. Stay off the internet.
We're going back to Las Vegas, Nevada. Kawhi Leonard decides to not play with Team USA in the Olympics. His replacement, Boston Celtic. Not reigning finals MVP Jaylen Brown, but instead teammate Derek White.
I guess Team USA say White is right. Right? Nobody?
What joke's that?
For Derek White.
Oh, I thought this was like a double.
Or Jaylen Brown.
It was just the... All right, so the joke was that White rhymes with right.
White is right? You've never heard anybody ever say that?
Not in my circle, no.
I almost got him.
Yeah.
I almost got him. Did you see the setup right there? I almost got him. He's coming back from Vegas. I thought C-Cat was a little loose. I thought he was going to be able to fall right into it. Like, yeah, my pops used to tell me that every morning. No. In all seriousness, it don't matter who the 12th man on that roster is. So I don't know why everybody's up in arms, but I do feel bad for Jaylen Brown because it does feel like at every turn, the dude gets dismissed for his accomplishments. He was at once the highest paid guy in the NBA with the contract the Celtics gave him, and rightfully so. He goes on to win the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. He wins the Finals MVP. He was the most impactful player for the Boston Celtics in their title run, right? It was undoubtedly him and the rest of the guys. He was the leader of that group when it came to on-court play. And I'm sure he would love to add a gold medal to his trophy case. But what I'll say to him is, my boy got a lot of love. He got a lot going on, a whole lot of motion in life, especially if you consider who was on his arm in that championship parade. So for not a second will I ever feel bad for Jaylen Brown, but he does have reason to gripe. Also, Jason Tatum did not have his back at all when addressing that situation. Yikes. Little trouble in paradise. Never trouble at Duffy's Sports Grill, especially when you're able to bask in a couple two-for-ones. You know what a two-for-one is, right? Little two-for-one action,
yeah.
Two drinks for the cost of one. That's all day, every day at Duffy Sports Grill. That's why I love to kick it there. And, of course, you already know it's 80 or more televisions on every single location. So when you pull up to a Duffy's, and, you know, we're in the middle of summer, right? So that means there's a lot of different action going on. There's WNBA. There's some tennis. There's some golf. Of course, you got the Olympics going on. All of these different things. With the summer games, there's so many events. At a Duffy Sports Grill, it's the perfect viewing pleasure because you get to sit down, enjoy their amazing starters, their award-winning burgers and wings, and you also get two-for-one drinks at any point, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. on the way out the door. Just make sure you get a ride share home. Looking at you, UGA. Lock in. Duffy Sports Grill at Duffy's. Our game is always on, and DuffysMVP.com to start getting your rewards today. Woo! That was a mouthful. That was a fun get around. We got around and kicked it on the town in C-Cat. It gets interesting from here on out because we're about to bring Tina in on the other side. And we're also talking about something that a lot of people fear. It's a big irrational fear that many hold. And it involves your butt and your phone. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey. Tina's on the way. It's Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
You feel the vibes right there, Tina. You hear the vibes right there. That's some Luther Vandross for your soul.
I did. I was like, what is this? I like it.
It's a little bad boy having a party. Interesting story here. When I was back, you know, when I used to work in North Carolina, in Winston-Salem, there's an annual festival every year, the National Black Theater Conference. And it happens every 2 years, actually.
Never been.
You haven't pulled up?
No.
What? Why not?
Invite lost in the mail. I don't know.
No, we sent you two. We sent you one to your email. You check your email, too.
Next time.
White is right, this guy. I'm sorry. I can't do callback jokes again, right? That's screwing it up, C-Cat.
Same show's okay.
Yeah, I know. Same show's good. Okay, cool. I'm in the clear. So there was this guy that did a Luther Vandross like impersonation. You know, like how you do like a cover of an artist and you just do a whole performance. And the dude like emulated Luther so good that like that night after we got back from the little concert, me and my roommate like played Luther for like the next 2 or 3 hours, kept the drinks flowing and was just on a Luther run. Ooh. And we agreed that this song right here, Bad Boy Having a Party, was our favorite Luther.
Okay.
So I made sure to incorporate that here on Theoretically Speaking. The voice you hear and the face you see if you're locked in on YouTube is none other than Tina in the Wild. And she's pulling up on a Thursday for some Theoreticals, fresh off an awkward interaction with a new teammate. What up?
I am so awkward. Like, I've been thinking about it all day today. Like, yeah. I'm having, like, anxiety of how awkward this situation was. Ugh. And this teammate is new. Hasn't even started yet.
Yeah.
It's starting in 2 weeks.
Are we even allowed to say his name yet? We can't even say his name yet.
We can't even say his name.
It's crazy.
But yes, secretive. A new teammate, and I don't know why I made this action.
Yes.
I don't know.
You went in for a hug, an awkward hug.
Oh, I gave the hug.
Oh, you gave the hug.
And the hug was received and given back, but there was no need for the hug.
Ah.
Yeah.
Was it at least a departing hug? Like,
yes,
was that the end and he walked away?
Yes, and then I tried to. He came with someone that... I knew.
Yes.
The station knows. And I tried to like run after the person who came with that teammate.
Yes.
And to give them a hug, make it not so awkward. They were already out the door.
Oh.
I'm like, all right, I'm just going to run to my desk now. I feel so uncomfortable and awkward.
A hug and a chase down hug that also doesn't get reciprocated is tough.
Yeah, it was awkward. And I've been thinking about it all day.
I'll be honest with you. Something that I never am able to shake the feeling of is a bad handshake.
Mm.
I hate bad handshakes so bad that I'm the type of guy, if I have a bad handshake with somebody, I tell them, no, we got to redo that. Because it's going to bother me for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Like a dap, and then it's a little loose, or a dap that shakes the wrong way. Maybe I go in for the grip, but he doesn't go for the grip. He goes for the straight up dap. And it's one of the complexities from man-to-man greetings is a bad handshake. Yeah. It sticks with you. C-Cat, do you feel the same way with handshakes?
I'm glad you brought that up, because the first time I ever met Theo, like, I got the door for him at our old office, and he went for a dap, and it was really bad. Listen, it was me. I fell short. And he goes, nah, man, we got to do that again.
I really did, like, that with you?
Yes, that happened. Yes, this happened.
I wish you didn't remember that. Now I have more anxiety. Does everybody remember that I do that with them? Because I most recently did it with the former athletic director for Cardinal Newman High School, Riley Campbell. I was at a baseball game, and literally it was him and another guy chopping it up. And as I was leaving out, we had a little interaction. We talked about things and life, and then we tried to get a dap in it. It was so ugly that I kind of like my body kind of shook a little bit. I said, no, Riley, we got to do that again, dog. Dapped it up again in front of somebody. I have no shame, but it's for my own sanity.
I like that, though, that you want to redo it and make it better.
Yeah.
You don't want to leave on that note.
Did you think I was weird, C-Cat?
I thought it kind of put me in a corner. I felt like I was being criticized. That's why I don't dap anymore. I do chest bumps. Yeah, I just square up with the guy and just give him one of those. Can't mess that up.
You cannot mess that up. Unless you get like a chin to the chest. If it's a guy's a little taller than you. Like if you try to chest bump our guy, Kate Chumslin, who's like 6'6".
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, that would go really awkward for you, Tina.
Very awkward for me. Kate and I have a massive height difference.
Yes. Wow. Oh, wow. We weren't supposed to be even talking about these things today.
No.
Got a little bit derailed. Tina, you admitted that you had a very, I would say, a deafening, what do you call it? Like a fear? A fear?
Phobia.
Phobia. Phobia. Thank you, C-Cat. I'm losing my words as I was losing my mind thinking about a K-Tina chest bump that would go wrong. How about we just jump right into a theoretical? We're going to play Maggie. We're going to play our friend Maggie.
Yes.
And that'll reset my mind so I can lead into this topic a lot better.
Get your margaritas ready.
Let's go, girl.
And make it a double. Because it's time for Theoreticals. With our resident girl next door, Tina.
Let's do it.
Okay, so this right here is a situation that happened with the New York Knicks. But before we get into this, and their star point guard, Jalen Brunson, who now feels like he may be on the outs with the Knicks, his interaction might be putting him as a free agent. Maybe the Heat can get in on him. I don't know. But Tina, before we get into that, I mean, can you tell us where we can go to relax? To recuperate if we are feeling awkward after a handshake? I mean, where do you pull up to?
Okay, well, after my awkward interaction today with our new teammate, I have to go to O Palm Beach to get a massage so I can just fall asleep, be, you know, just relax. When I went for my staycation a few weeks ago, it was fabulous. Antonio was amazing.
Home.
And just all around, Opalm Beach, VIP experience from the restaurants there to the beach. So again, if you got to bring the kids, they've got to reimagine kids and teens club. The O Spa, they offer pedicures, more massages, facials, and so much more. You can book your stay today so you can experience what I did a few weeks ago at my staycation at eaupalmbeach.com. That's eaupalmbeach.com.
Oh, Palm Beach. I like the gestures that you give. If you're not watching this on YouTube, you're missing out on the gestures.
I use my hands
Tina.
A lot when I talk.
Yeah.
So, yeah. The gestures come, yeah.
It just comes. It flows. It goes right with it. So here's the situation. Jalen Brunson, star, all NBA point guard for the New York Knicks. He feels like he might be at odds with his head coach, Tom Thibodeau, who is a no-nonsense type of guy. This tweet he fired off a couple of hours ago just butt-dialed Tibbs, Tom Thibodeau, while having a conversation with the fellas. Yeah, it's over, y'all. It's been real. That tweet from Jalen Brunson just a couple hours ago regarding him butt-dialing his coach while talking to, I would assume, his teammates, his Nova Knicks, Mikal Bridges, and Dante DiVincenzo and whatnot. First and foremost, a butt-dial, not just to, like, a friend. A friend butt-dial you don't really care about unless you're talking smack about that friend.
Yes.
A butt dial to your boss, to the person that leads you at work, the person that's responsible for how many minutes you play and your role on the team whilst among coworkers. That's a nightmare situation. Like, I can see why he feels a little angst.
Honestly, any butt dial, I feel like, is a nightmare situation because you don't, it's by accident. You're not wanting to call that person, but for this situation, a coach is not fun.
You're letting them be a fly on the wall in a room that you didn't purposely do. And the question is, real talk, I wonder this for both of y'all, just in case I find myself in this scenario. If I were to butt dial you and I'm having an active conversation, right? So you pick up the phone, you realize that it's a butt dial and it's going and you hear me talking to somebody, maybe even a teammate here in the office. Are you the type to stick around and listen, or do you hang up?
I would hang up. I don't need to know your business. I don't think for me, I would be probably interested in what you're talking about or like need to
know. What if you heard your name? What if you heard me talking casually about you to somebody else and you're butt dialed on them, but I don't know you're there?
I wouldn't probably want to stay. I don't know. I don't really know.
You are such a liar. C-Cat, if I butt dial you
yeah.
And I'm conversing, let's say I'm talking with Ashley and you hear me mentioning, yeah, like, C-Cat, man, he was talking about this and that and then some guy stretching him out and he felt violated. Like, would you stick around for that or would you hang up?
I would stick around, mute my microphone, take out a notepad and a pen and write down everything that's being said and use it against you. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would stick around for the butt dial for sure.
Yeah.
I do think I'd be more like, hey, like, to get your attention, because in that moment too, it's like, oh my gosh, like you then have to confront me like, hey, sorry, I didn't mean to call you.
What's worse, a butt dial where somebody might have heard actively a conversation where you talk about them, or what happened to me this one time when I was dating this girl. This is back in my single days when I wasn't married. I was dating this girl and one of my boys was like, yo, send me your picture. I want to see what she looks like. And I scroll on her Instagram and I send it to her.
Screenshots are the worst.
On accident.
Screenshots are the absolute worst. That is a nightmare.
That is like, because it's almost, it's locked and sealed in proof that like, hey, I'm talking about you.
Yes.
I'm showing you, or I am saying things that you do not feel good about. Like,
yes, you are part of the conversation I'm having with someone and a screenshot is the worst.
Yeah. I think I would much rather butt dial somebody because I don't even talk smack that much anyways. Than like a screenshot / a picture sent. That's a little bit more the proof. It just feels too much like you're really caught. There's a smoking gun right there.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, I forgot what the other thing you wanted to talk to us about was today. I'm gonna be honest with you, but I'm just gonna tee you up. How about I tee up Tina on a Thursday before we hit happy hour after the show?
Wrong sport.
I will remind you. Yes, you are close, and we talked about it today. Pickleball.
Pickleball.
I enjoy playing pickleball. I love it. I'm more of like, I like more singles than doubles, but we're going to play together because I am so excited to be with the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West. It's an indoor facility, which is amazing. Perfect. You can beat the heat because I can't. It's so hot out. It's so humid. But the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West has got you covered. It is the premier place to play the world's fastest growing sport. The Pickleball Club offers 12 indoor champion level courts, player lounge, private locker rooms, a cafe, a bar, and a pro shop that's open to the public. Whether you're a beginner looking for lessons and fun or an experienced player wanting more challenge to your game, come visit the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West. Get half off summer special discount on joining at thepickleballclub.com. That's thepickleballclub.com. I'm so excited to play there and to just now again with the heat.
Yeah.
I get to go play indoors. I'm going to be playing all the time.
I ain't going to lie. I got
eight paddles in my car ready to go always. If anyone wants to join, I'm ready. I love pickleball.
I was nervous when you said pickleball because I'm not really good at the sport, but indoor, I think I can take you out.
Right?
I can take you out.
I want to get a group of us out there to go. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah.
I love pickleball.
I'll smoke you at pickleball. I can smoke y'all probably one on two if it's indoors, no heat, no sun.
You told me you're bad today, so.
I'm not good at it, but I have confidence indoors. Like indoors, I can do all things.
That feels more like you have confidence in our lack of skill.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you're not good, but you still believe that you are better than us. That's more of a knock than it is a confidence in yourself.
We're going to do this.
Yeah,
we're going to go to the Pickleball Club of St. Lucie West. And if I win, you have to buy me a drink at the bar.
Yeah.
And if you win, I'll buy you a drink at the bar.
Perfect. What about when I beat C-Cat right afterwards?
He has to buy you a drink.
Okay, two drinks for me. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay. Stick around. We got a little bit more. Theoretically speaking, on ESPN 106.3. It's time now for the Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Off-Season Football Report. If you're watching on YouTube, you saw me jamming out to that music. That was NFL music, but the Off-Season Football Report actually comes to you, not NFL, but college football. You know, we're less than a week out from the NCAA Football 25 game pulling up to our front door. And I want to talk to you about the Road to Glory mode and which journey you would choose. There's four options. We'll get to that. First, I want to tell you about Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Thankfully, when you're playing College Football 25, hopefully you don't have any joint pain. It wouldn't cause any, but if you do have joint pain affecting your quality of life at Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery, as well as new, less invasive treatments with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. So here they are, the four options for the Road to Glory mode, which if you don't know, for College Football 25, that's just literally the story mode. You get to make yourself a player, a freshman entering campus. So here's the four options, C-Cat, and I'll tell you which one I'm easily going to pick. You can be a five-star who comes in highly rated, a four-star who comes in with an average rating, a three-star who comes in very poorly rated, and an underdog two-star that comes in at 60 overall. Do you think I have time to come into campus at 60 overall and take over the Miami Hurricanes and turn them into a four-time defending national champion?
No, you want an NIL deal when you walk through the door.
I want the bag when I walk through. I want an NIL deal. I want the lead cheerleader to be on the squad. And I also ain't coming unless I get one of those cool rotating pictures with the coach. Like, I want him to be doing like the Les Miles thing. I want one of those.
Yeah.
Looks fun.
It does look fun.
All right, that was a lot of fun. ESPN West Palm tonight, next on ESPN 106.3.